Last week was one we just want to write off. I thought we did okay today, yeah. First half especially, we played some really good rugby and got ourselves into a good position. But sort of second half, first 17 minutes of the second half, fell back to our ways and made it tougher than we needed it to. But, yeah, another win, 2 wins from 2 at home, 3 from 4 to start the season, not too bad.
Yeah, it must be, I guess, the last week's result, a bit of a blip, because obviously if you'd won last weekend, you'd now be the top team in the Championship, although, of course, we are only 4 games on. It must be pleasing, though, as you say, 2 wins from 2 at home, try and attract more of the Dewsbury public to come and watch you week in, week out.
Yeah, mate, that's right. We a little bit disappointed with last week, but we're playing with a completely new halfback pairing, and we actually got three new halfbacks, so it was always going to take time for us to click and get on the same page. So to not play at our best but still pick up wins, especially at home, is a pleasing thing. And as you say, we could have been sitting on top of the table, but as it is, we're one point behind Bradford and sitting equal with other full-time teams and in second place. So I'm very very happy.
Seems to be a running theme we've coached at the moment about having partnerships and teams gel this early in the season. How long do you think it takes for a team to get fully up to speed, especially at your level?
Yeah, well, it's tough for us being part-time. We only really get 3 nights a week, and Monday nights is a recovery and a video session, so we don't get to do too much with them other than look at things on tape and how we could fix things up. Train on a Wednesday, trying to fix things up, and then a Friday's a team run. So for us, it is hard. And as I said, with 2 new halfbacks, a new fullback, that's your triangle of players that touch the ball most out of anybody, all fresh and trying to get up to up to speed on your game plans and systems. Always going to take a long time, but as I said, if you're still picking up points and picking up wins when you're not playing your best and still learning, then it's a positive, and hopefully come back into the year we'll be sitting on the right on the same page and still at the right end of the table.
We've got those 3 wins on the board already. They can't take those away from you. And a tough couple of away trips now. Featherston Rovers next week and London the week afterwards. So I guess you just got to keep that intensity up week in, week out.
Yeah, that's right, mate. We seem to be able to lift the teams like that, though, which is a positive, but we should be able to lift for every team. But last year we got a win at Featherston, and we got a win away at London, and I don't know too many teams that could say that they did that. So we know if we turn up the play like we can, we give ourselves a chance to win. So we'll go there positive, mate, and we've got to keep ticking on, because it's a very tough competition this year.
The Challenge Cup draw will be made in the next couple of days as well. You'll be in the frame for this one. And we've seen a lot of amateur sides knock out semi-pro teams from League One this weekend. Is that the kind of thing you'd like to avoid? Obviously, you're a step in class above those in League One, but you don't want to be playing an amateur team with the way they've been playing this weekend.
No, that's right. And I think it's only good for the game in England as a whole that we're starting to see some depth right through into the amateur competition, that they can step up and beat semi-professional teams. And we saw last year Lee knocked off Super League side. So the gaps are getting closer and the quality is getting deeper within the game. So that's a positive as a whole for any rugby league lover. And yeah, well, I'm just, yeah, so whoever we get, hopefully we can do ourselves proud and get ourselves in that for the round after.
And even though it is early in the season, it must be pleasing to see yourselves and your near neighbours Batley up near the top end of the Championship with 3 wins from 4. The both of you, and more importantly for you, of course, Glenn, you're a point above Batley on the points difference as well.
Yeah, that's right. The fans all had a cheer about that when it was read out today. But no, I'm very, very pleased for them. They're similar to us, similar budgets, similar time frame with training and. And I'm happy. I'm happy for Johnny. He's a good coach, and he works hard. And again, he's brought 2 halfbacks in, and seems to have made a difference from last season. So yeah, of course we're big derbies, our local derbies, and fans probably don't want to see them do too well. But it's good. Again, good for the game and around the Dewsbury Batley area, and as long as we can stay ahead of him, even if he's on points for it against, I think both sits a bit, oh, well, sits a bit, I'll be happy anyway.